This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Today, we begin a series of reports analyzing contested primaries in Northern Illinois congressional districts. We'll be joined by Matt Streb, chair of NIU's Political Science Department, as we examine the 16th, 17th, and 14th districts. We'll begin with the 16th, which starts at the Wisconsin border, splits the city of Rockford, runs south to include DeKalb and LaSalle, then turns east to the Indiana border. But the big news is this. The new map, drawn by the state's top Democrats, essentially forced two incumbent Republicans to run against each other. They are veteran Representative Don Manzullo and freshman Representative Adam Kinzinger. Matt, despite the fact that the Democrats controlled the remapping process, the 16th remains a conservative district, so it would be safe to assume the more conservative candidate would win the nomination. Based on their voting records, how different are they?
First of all, I have to tell you, Dan, this is a fun one. This is not only the most interesting race probably in the state of Illinois, this is probably one of the top five, six races nationally. Both are very conservative. I mean, they're debating right now over who really is a true conservative, but they've got such different styles, too. You've got Manzullo, who's been in office since 1993, versus Adam Kinzinger, kind of an upstart politician. So while you're right, I mean, this is a conservative district. Matter of fact, there is right now no Democrat running in the district. So the winner of the primary almost certainly will be the winner in the general election, although I believe the Democrats still have the opportunity to nominate somebody later on. But even if they do, it is a district essentially the Democrats said, we'll give you that district, but what do we get in the process? Well, we knock an incumbent out, and we're strong in some other districts. And so it really is kind of a fascinating race right now.
Don Manzullo is from the Rockford area. Adam Kinzinger is from around Joliet. So they both have to introduce themselves to new voters through TV ads. How would you describe the air war in this district?
Well, first of all, you don't usually see too many TV ads in a primary season, right? And if you're watching TV, you're seeing an awful lot of television ads because there's a fair amount of money that is put into this race. Again, because this is really the main event. The general election is kind of an afterthought. And so, again, what are they attacking themselves? Well, you know, Kinzinger voted this one time to increase spending by this much. With anybody, you can have the most honest-to-goodness true conservative out there. They're going to have votes that you can find. When you take as many votes as they do, especially on so many procedural things, you're going to be able to find issues where they're voting to increase whatever, right? And this is a problem with primaries in some ways because really, quite frankly, I think Don Manzullo and Adam Kinzinger, although it's gotten pretty nasty, would probably be pretty good friends outside of this process and have very similar views of government. But when you have a Republican primary where essentially it comes down to incredibly picky things, you can't have issues really driving because they both, quite frankly, are conservative candidates. There's not a whole heck of a lot of difference between them. So you're left to kind of pick it apart different voting records and things like that to try to show you're the more conservative candidate.
Well, let's pick apart their bank accounts. Right now, which campaign has more money to spend on ads?
Kinzinger has a little bit more money. He's been on the air a little bit more frequently. And he's somebody, too, that has had to go through. Remember, he just beat Debbie Halverson 2 years ago. You know, he's been tested on the campaign trail. Don Manzullo has been in Congress since 1993 and quite frankly, he's never been tested. I mean, Dan, every year we do this this discussion of the 16th district in November, and we always say, well, the real question is, can Manzullo get below, can somebody keep him from getting below 60% of the vote? So he is having to go and do something that he hasn't really had to do in quite some time, and that is campaign hard, campaign on the air, and go into some of those counties, like Livingston County, Grundy County, where he has not been before, and people in those areas don't know him, and really kind of press the flesh and campaign.
Matt Streb is a political scientist at Northern Illinois University. Tomorrow, Matt and I will talk about the Democrats running in the 14th district primary. Matt, I'll see you then.
Great, Dan. Thanks.